So before we get on to the event that's happening at the library in a couple of weeks' time, I want to talk about Macclesfield Art, because I didn't realise there's such a big art community in Macclesfield itself.
Yes, there's always been an art community in Macclesfield. Maybe in the background from the silk industry, there were a lot of people that produced and made the ties and had to design the ties and that sort of thing, and the silk items. So there's always been an underlying artist group, I think, in Macclesfield. But nowadays, I think it's much bigger. It's grown and grown to the point now where there are a lot of different groups. And ours in particular has been going for about 70 years. And we maybe have one or two members that were there right at the beginning.
Wow.
But then also we have new members, new people. And it's a vibrant group of people that enjoy art, like to produce paintings or creative items other than just painting. And it's like-minded people that have an interest and also help perfect your style, or you learn from other artists, which is part of it as well. It's a community get together, really, of people that like to do the paintings.
So Macclesfield Art Group, is it local artists?
Yes.
Doing scenes and producing localised art, or
most of the people will only travel maybe from maybe Congleton or somewhere like that as the outskirts. Everybody mostly lives in Macclesfield. Not necessarily producing paintings of Macclesfield. There's so many subjects, so many styles that you can put onto a canvas. So, no, it isn't just local art. There's always an element of that at the exhibitions, because people like to see the local scenes, the local countryside, the town, etc. And that is always there. There is a slot for that. But there's not necessarily, you can paint whatever you fancy painting, wildlife, countryside, the coastal scenes, anything that you want to put down onto a canvas or a piece of paper is entirely up to you. So you have a good mix, a good range of paintings.
Can anybody join the Macclesfield Art Group, or is it just for people who are actually budding artists or have a passion for it?
No, everybody has different backgrounds. Some people maybe did it at school and then have not done it all the time. They've been working, but then they've retired and want to get back into it again. There are some younger members as well that paint alongside their working life too. Yes, there are very talented people, but there are also people that are learning as well. So you sort of work together. You don't have to enter an exam to be able to be a member. You don't have to produce something to show that you can actually put a paintbrush onto paper. It's just entirely up to you. We always have a very small waiting list, and I say we have about 50 members. So we keep it at that amount, but people come and go, you know, people may move away or have a different idea about what they want to do with their art in the future. So, you know, we always have a small waiting list, but we do try and introduce new people all the time and to allow them to meet with other artists and other people on a Friday night to enjoy art as a in general.
You mentioned something before we set this recording off, and it's really interesting, actually, that art exhibitions and art itself is not just paint, drawing, canvases, is it?
No. I mean, you can go into the areas of pottery, embroidery. We don't do anything in the photography line, even though that is a way of art, doing art, because there are other groups that specify or are specific to photography. So we do encourage people, if they want to make pottery or go off to other classes to learn about those sort of sides of craft, etc., they can bring those objects to the exhibition for sale if they want to sell them, or just to show that there are other forms of art available and to express yourself in different ways.
Well, this exhibition that starts on Friday the 20th of October till Saturday the 28th of October, it's an annual art exhibition. So you've done this for the past...
Oh, a long time. Yeah. Long time, yes. I must say I've been a member 15 years and I've been part of the exhibition probably right from the word go. Oh. And probably the first time I ever exhibited, it's quite nerve-wracking.
So you've exhibited here, have you?
Oh, yeah. Every year now. Every year. But, you know, you're having to put your work that you think is very nice on show. And if someone wants to buy it, that is such a lift, such a boost. But it's also nice to see what everybody's been up to, you know, different ways of doing things and how they framed it and, you know, the size and the shape and all of those things. So, exhibiting is... You're almost putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're going to get criticism or...
So you'll be a strong person inside that, aren't you?
Yeah. you've got to take the knocks. You know, so if for some reason a painting you think is lovely, that you hopefully would sell, doesn't, they think, well, maybe I'm on the wrong track completely. But you've got to go get past that if you want to.
But art is for the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what you might not like, 100 people might love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and that's the beauty of it, is that there's something for everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, yes. So let's talk about the actual exhibition then anyway. So it starts on Friday the 20th of October, as we've just said. It's at Macclesfield Library. That's on Jordan Gate in Macclesfield. What can people expect?
Well, they need to come upstairs to see the exhibition. There'll be posters up to advertise it. When you first get upstairs, there's a gallery, and a lot of paintings are actually hanging in the gallery. But then we've got a room as well, which is set out with screens with the paintings on. There'll be always somebody available to chat to. We always have a couple of stewards on whenever we're open. To speak with you about the paintings, or if you want to purchase something. There are greetings cards always for sale. We do an annual calendar that all the artists have put forward a painting for, so we produce that every year, and that's available to buy. And then you can just have a browse and just enjoy looking at paintings. There's no pressure to buy or anything like that. You can just come in and spend an hour or something and enjoy looking at other people's work. Or everything will have a label on with a price and the name of the artist. And then if you do want to purchase something, what we tend to ask is, unless you need it immediately for a gift for someone, or you're not going to be back in Macclesfield again, after the exhibition's finished, we ask if you can leave it there so we can put a little red dot on it to say it's sold. We take the money. We have a credit card machine or cash, or, you know, we don't take checks so much these days because I don't think many people have them. But you can buy it immediately or put a deposit on it immediately. At the end of the show, you come back on the Saturday when we finish and you can pick up your painting. We usually wrap them ready for you to take away. And as I said, there's a great price range. There's nothing massively expensive. They're all priced, you know, to whatever the artist wants to put on a painting. It's entirely up to them. There is some guidance, but mainly it's up to the individual how much they'd like for the painting. And then the art group takes a very small percentage to help with the running costs, because obviously we have to pay for the library, rent of the room, etc., and there's advertising costs and those sort of things. So just to cover, you know, our costs, because we're not a profit making organisation, but we don't want to lose money either.
No.
So we have to keep it on an even keel.
And people have to pay bills, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But the library's a nice space because it's always warm in there, and, you know, if it's a not very nice day outside, it's nice just to pop in and have a look at the art, like I say. And because it's pretty central to Macclesfield town, you know, you can park up and come in and do your shopping, but also have a quick look at the paintings as well.
Fantastic. Well, Also, with the art exhibition, then, is it just paintings this time, or is there going to be a lot of other creative works?
I would say majority paintings is always the way. As I say, we do greetings cards. Artists can have things printed, you know, made into greetings cards, which is always quite popular. There might be some pottery and craftware, but it's not the biggest area because really most of us are doing the paintings. They may be art, oil paintings, watercolour, oils, people use pastels. So there's all sorts of mediums used to make these paintings, some collage as well. So they're all different shapes and sizes. As I said, price-wise, there's a range of prices. And the subjects can be anything, really. Nothing too controversial, but anything.
So no naughty people sitting with clothes off. That kind of art.
Oh, no, you can do nudes if you want to, but they don't tend to sell that often
for some reason.
No, I mean, people might do portraits or some painting of a famous person, but I would say a lot of them will be scenes, country scenes, landscapes, cityscapes, pictures of the town. Treacle Market is always very popular as a subject, and I have to say that has helped with the art in general, I think, in Macclesfield over the last few years, that people are actually coming into Macclesfield, visiting and seeing what there is to offer, and what a nice town it actually is. So that's helped, I think, with art in general, and craft in the town.
So with this art exhibition, is it wise for people to book a slot? Do people do that?
No.
Or they just...
No. Just turn up.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have our preview night where we're limited on numbers, but that's just like the launch, really. Mm. But then on after that, it's any time during library hours. Like I say, we always have maybe two stewards on who are members of the art group who will guide you if you need any help. We also have... a little competition for the best picture, so you can vote for your best picture. And we also have our calendar, which I mentioned before, which we produce every year. So there's 12 paintings in there from any of the artists that are in the group. We select 12 out of the ones that have been submitted. So it's a really nice gift, as well as something to have in your own house, with a painting of any of the artists have done during the year. And we try and do a sort of local theme, with a bit of a theme towards the seasons as well. So there'll be a very Christmassy one and a very summery one, and then in between sort of the sort of seasons. And people look out for that calendar now, and they might buy two or three to, you know, give out as gifts to other people. We do sell them usually as well in the visitor centre at the town hall, because we do like 150 of them, and if there's any spare ones, we'll put them in there as well for people to buy from the visitor centre. So
if you want to go along to this annual art exhibition at the library, it's not just for people who love art, is it? It's for people who just want to go and have a look.
Yeah.
You might see something you like,
yeah,
and then you can purchase it and hang it on your wall at home.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know until you see it. And I think, you know, people buy paintings or look at paintings for different reasons. You might just want to kill an hour because you're supposed to be meeting someone and they haven't turned up yet. But it's a nice space, very, very, like I say, very warm and friendly. Pop in, nobody's putting any pressure on anyone. You can walk along and look at them and not chat to the stewards if you don't want to, but you can also come up and introduce yourself, and it's nice to meet our visitors.
You mentioned if you want to kill an hour because you're meant to meet somebody in an hour's time or something, just to pass a bit of time away, but that hour might spark something.
Well, it could. It might make you want to get out your paintbrush when you get home. But if it helps, if it's something positive comes from that, then that's brilliant. And everybody has an opinion on a painting. You know, people say, oh, I don't understand that painting, or I like the colours in that painting, or I like the way that's been framed, or that reminds me of somewhere. So it's stimulating something in somebody.
And I know this is going off on a tangent a little bit, and I do want to touch on it, but I always bring this up with a lot of subjects that we talk about on our podcasts here at Silt Radio, but there's an aspect of mental health here, isn't there?
Definitely.
So some artists do it for their mental health because they love it and it gives them peace of mind and release.
Absolutely.
But then it also could give the viewer some peace of mind. Yeah. Just, you don't know how it will affect you. It'll be, it could just be the tonic, couldn't it?
I would say mostly it's very positive for the artist and for the viewer. And like you say, it's escapism. You know, you might have had a rough day or not happy that particularly that day, but then you see a painting or produce a painting or start drawing, and it's escaping from it. And I think certainly everybody goes back to lockdown and the time when you couldn't be together and you couldn't have your groups meet. We kept ours going as best we could by having Zoom time together and discussions on Zoom about what have you been up to, and did a walk and took some photographs. So all that time away made you realise that those groups are very important, even though you couldn't actually meet face to face. And when you could start meeting face to face again, we had to do it very gradually because there were limits on numbers and how, where you sat and how far apart you had to be from each other. And all of that, you know, you think, oh, is it worth it? But actually it is worth it, because we're back to where we should be again, pretty much, in that way, that we're a proper thriving group again. And it's helped people get through those times. And I think, it's come to light, really, that art and being able to absorb yourself in something is a massive good thing for your mental health, definitely.
We've put the link to the art exhibition for this year on our website.
Yes.
The links are all there on the What's On guide as well. If you just want to just relay the information now for people who are listening to it, they might be driving the car, they've got the stream in it now.
Okay.
So what is the details, you know, website, where can people get in touch with the group?
Yeah. We our art exhibition starts on the 20th of October and runs through till the 28th of October during library hours. So Friday the 20th, it'll be from nine in the morning till 5 in the evening. We're open Saturdays as well, just in the morning on a Saturday at the library. And then it runs, like I say, right through to the 28th of October. And you can come in and have a wander around, look at the paintings, buy something if you wish. And that's what it's about. And it's in our annual exhibition. We've been doing this a long time. But I think this might be the first time we've been on Silk FM. Just wanted to mention as well that the last year we decided to do a group activity, and we created a montage of the treacle market. Everybody was given a small amount of the photograph to paint, and we put them all together on a big board, and we raffled it at the art exhibition and also at the treacle market at the end of October, and we raised £675 for Silk Food Bank. And it was such a success that we decided this year we're going to do another montage, but this year we've decided to pick pub signs from the local area, so 80 that we have created, and again this is going to be put on a big board, and we're going to raffle it again for charity. At the moment, we're not sure which charity we're going to donate the money to, but if it's successful, then it'll be as good as it was last year. And you can see this piece of art at the exhibition, and raffle tickets will be available.
The website address is macclesfieldartgroup.co.uk /exhibition. All the details are on there for you if you want to go along to that. Before we kick you out the door, can I just bring something up? I have a favourite artist.
Oh, yes.
But I don't want... It's very commercial, but I like the mysteriousness of him or her. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Well, is the person still alive?
Yes. Well, we think they are.
Who is it?
Banksy.
Oh, yes.
Wow,
yes,
I just think the mysteriousness of whoever...
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Very clever. Very clever.
So are you a fan?
Yes, absolutely.
Because they've taken the idea of being an artist and just made it really magical.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I think very, very clever. And if you, I don't know if you ever watch quiz shows, quite often there'll be a question, who is the street artist? You don't even have to say anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get the question right because he's well widely known amongst everybody.
Yeah.
You know, people who like art who've never seen a picture of his, but yeah. they've seen it on TV or they've heard about the person. So he's very much in everybody's mind. Yes,
There was a conspiracy theory about Banksy, and I really bought into it. And I actually talked about it on this radio station, that somebody thought they knew who he was.
Okay.
They thought he was a guy called Neil Buchanan.
Right.
Who used to do children's TV. He also did Art Attack, that was on telly.
Yes,
if you remember that on the telly.
Yeah.
So he's an artist in his own right.
Yeah.
Very creative with the kids and everything. But people think that he is Banksy. But I think he went online and said, it's not me. I'm not Banksy.
No.
Do you know who Banksy is?
No. No, I don't. Well, I might, but it certainly hasn't made himself known.
Yeah.
He might be somebody, you know. But I would imagine he lives in a very big house somewhere now because he's very rich. I wish I had thought of that.
Oh, brilliant.
But they're stencils.
Are they?
Yeah, because they have to be done so quick that he makes the stencil of where he wants to put it and then just goes like that. Because there's no way he could produce the detail.
Oh, so it's all a bit of a smoke and mirrors thing.
Yeah. Well, these.
So he's made the stencil,
I take
it.
He's made the stencils.
Then he just quickly sprays it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got visions that he's there like every night and more appears or whatever. And
yeah, but I think people would notice him being there.
Yeah.
But in 10 minutes, he can be there and gone again with the spray paint. So yeah, it's graffiti, really.
That is art as well.
Well, to a point.
That's controversial. We'll leave that one there.
Yes, it was expressing themselves.
Oh, have you seen the picture of Ian Curtis?
Oh, yes, yes.
That is superb.
There's one in Manchester too now as well, apparently.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, they've painted one on the side of a building in Manchester. Can't quite remember the address, but it's been done quite recently.
That is a brilliant.
What about the birds, though? The swallows?
Yes.
Or the swifts, I'm not sure which. At the train station?
Yeah.
Oh, and a snow goose.
Yeah, glorious stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, that's wall art.
Yeah.
And that's not graffiti.
Oh, I love it. I could talk to you for hours. Janet, thank you so much. I hope you have a great exhibition anyway.
Thank you.